This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Beginning tomorrow, workers at the Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, will vote on whether they want a union. If the United Auto Workers get a foothold into the German-owned factory, experts say it could signal a major shift in the United States. Gigi Duban reports.
Know why foreign automakers who want to build cars in the U.S. look to the Southeast? Cheaper labor and generous state incentives. But if workers at Tennessee's Volkswagen plant vote to unionize, all that could change. Tennessee Senator Jack Johnson chairs the state's Commerce and Labor Committee. He and the governor oppose the union moving in.
One of our big selling points is the fact that we are right to work. And quite frankly, I don't think that they need that organization, union organization over there for the benefit of the employees.
As far as pay disputes and potential strikes, that's going to be tricky for United Auto Workers. Aaron Sojourner is a labor economist at the University of Minnesota.
I think the UAW does not have an incentive to go in there and jam up wages super high in such a way that it makes VW fail.
He says if that happens, the union can kiss goodbye any hope of getting into more foreign-owned factories. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.